Mark Holt is joining me this morning. He's a commissioner. He's been dealing with the flooding in Jackson County and is our guest this morning. Morning, Mark. How are you, pal? Well?
Good morning. Good morning.
I don't know if I could say well. I mean, you guys have been basically on duty now for hundreds of days trying to hold the water back, haven't you?
Yeah, this has been one of the... It may go down as the longest we've ever had.
Well, I noticed for this group that handles... They're kind of a lobbying group for people and communities along the Mississippi River. They said 200 days.
Yeah, I'd say that's probably pretty accurate. It's gone up and down several times, but it's just been one continuous fight since the beginning of the year.
And more recently, what Mark is, you know, adding insult to injury, you had your face towards the river, right? Sandbagging, watching the river levels, right? Planning ahead, some people moving their stuff out of their house, all right? And then we got all this rain, so here you are watching the river, and behind you, the flood is coming from behind you. I mean, you literally are getting it from both sides, especially over this last, 2 weeks?
Yeah, you know, that's the one thing people really kind of have a hard time understanding is the levee serves two purposes. River out, away from us, but it also serves to keep groundwater in once the locks are all closed. So, yeah, that's what we're battling right now is that internal flooding.
People who don't deal with this, how do you explain to them the job of those, what you call pumpkins, those big pumps that are pushing thousands of gallons of water over those levees? What's the job of those pumps?
Well, we pretty much just try to keep up with the seep water when the river's up that high. As the river falls, you know, as it gets down into the 30 range, hopefully we'll be able to pump some of this internal water out. But right now, all the relief wells, and we have, like in our section, we have 222 relief wells, and they're all designed to let water in to take the pressure off the, you know, off the levee.
Now,
that water, we try to pump that water back out.
Right, to keep, and you've had a lot of it come. I mean, we're talking about 3-4 inches of rain, different locations, but the fact is it can be a lot of different locations and still end up on your front porch.
Yeah, last week, or I guess day before yesterday, Ava had 3.5 inches of rain. Well, a good deal of that water finds its way down the hills back into our area.
You know, there have been a lot of people who have been helping. It's interesting because one of our listeners this morning sent me a message. Greg sent me a message this morning. I want to find it real quick, talking about 150,000 sandbags Murfreesboro Life Skills Reentry Center has done over 50,000 sandbags, and that they're also doing laundry for the National Guard and providing them with ice. And thanks for everyone for this fight of a lifetime. Together we will overcome. That's Greg who texted that to me this morning. The fact is you have gotten a lot of help, but you need it because at some point you get worn a little thin. Not only the people, but the materials you're working with that are constantly saturated in some of the worst conditions you can possibly have. And then let's throw in the heat for this weekend too, Mark.
Yeah, it's just pretty much a miserable situation. I don't think there's much argument about that. But I will have to say, I've been a commissioner since 2012, and this has been the most cooperation we've ever seen from state on down through the county. Everyone has just bent over backwards to help us in every way possible, and it's incredible. I don't even know where you begin to describe.
Well, I think you I think you just made my day because I can tell you, having done this for quite some time, not very often do people say the state did a great job and give a thumbs up. That's not exactly an everyday occurrence, so I'm glad it's happening for you when you need it. Now, here's the question. For somebody who doesn't deal with the stuff you deal with down in the bottoms when it comes to high water like this, you guys are a little more accustomed to it than I think people might assume. You have a plan. You say, look, we did this before. We moved granddad and all of his stuff out. We moved mom and dad's stuff up on higher ground. I mean, how do you categorize this for people who don't deal with this? How do you describe it?
Well, it's a way of life. You know, I've had people say, you know, I wonder why people would live there. Well, you're talking about multiple generations of folks that have lived in the same place all of their life, all their parents' lives, all their parents' parents' lives. It's just a way of life, and it's a one that's hard to describe.
Well,
or anything in the world.
You know, it's interesting because there's another issue you're going to be facing. The length of time that this has gone on, there's going to be damage to the levees. There's going to be damage to the roads. We're running a story this morning that now some of the roads in the St. Louis area are now out of the water. People don't understand that great sucking sound that river mud can make because it is so fine and it sticks to everything, including the roads. So that means you're going to have to scrape it with bulldozers and God knows what else. But you've got the flooding, the rain pushing you from behind where you normally are safe up road, and then you got the water coming in. And then when this slowly finally drops down so you can let the water out of your fields and across this side of the levee back into the river, when the river drops sufficiently, you have this cleanup effort, which is going to be monumental. And the damage that you can't clean up, fields, for instance.
Yeah, that's one of the things in the flood event of 2011, where we had a lot of internal flooding. I did some calculations. We have about 33,000 acres here, and roughly 12,000 of them were underwater. But that was a crop loss of $19.7 million in terms of earnings. That was didn't happen because there was no way to. You know, no way for the to plant a crop.
Well, I've had more than one person tell me we will make no money this year from our farmland in the bottoms in Jackson County. Just point blank. Yeah, they didn't qualify that. They said it's done.
Yeah, there's. I don't think that we have the time frame to get enough of the water out now for them to be able to get a crop this summer.
What happens now? Because the disaster declaration says, okay, let's start counting how much the damage is so that we can hope to see some type of state or federal disaster relief. Do you think we'll meet the threshold it's needing? What got me thinking about that was the crop losses. I don't know how those are calculated and included or if they are at all. But when in relationship to this disaster relief declaration, you got to keep records so that they can be turned in so that we can appeal for some type of state federal help.
Yeah, we just met. We had a meeting with FEMA Wednesday, and they described all the different things. Unfortunately, what you're saying is crop loss is not one of them that is a qualifying event. But all of the labor and all of the volunteer work and all of the volunteer hours, the removal of sandbags, the placing of sandbags, all of that can be calculated. But like you said, you have to have pretty good records of what actually took place.
Do you see the light at the end of the tunnel yet, Mark?
I lost you there for a second.
Oh, do you see the light at the end of the tunnel yet?
Yeah, I think so. As a matter of fact, we were laughing yesterday. A friend of mine, we have a 40-foot river this morning. That's one of the nine top high levels at one time, and now we're excited to see that.
Right.
And as that river falls, we look to be in the 39, 38-foot range sometime toward the middle of next week. At that point, we'll be able to open up Route 3 to Chester. Things then begin to, you know, normalize as well as they can. But we're still probably two, three weeks away from getting this water out.
Right, and the folks, of course, now they're on the Ohio. The floodwaters are coming up into their fields on the other side as well. Mark, I'm curious, is there anything you guys need that you don't have that maybe the general public can respond? Or, I mean, because we're already kind of thinking about cleanup too as well. Will there be a time where there will be an appeal go out for materials to help help the cleanup?
I don't know of any. There may be a few folks that will need assistance in moving back in or helping remove sandbags around their homes and things like that. But in general, we've been blessed by Jackson County being ahead of just about everything that we've ever asked for. The ESDA program has delivered, and it's just absolutely, I can't tell you how incredible that is to have that much assistance